بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قد افلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, mothers and sisters at home, these gatherings, these majalis, is so that we may become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We realize our shortcomings, our deficiencies, our weaknesses, our failings, our sins, and we make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are gatherings of tawbah, istighfar, turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, realizing how important it is for us to have a pure, clean, sound heart. So we sit with this intention that, O Allah, you assist me in making my islah. And this is the most important thing for us, to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a qalbi salim, with a pure, clean heart. A heart which is free from any blemishes, impurities, maladies, sicknesses. Many a times it happens that a person, even he is bay'ah to a sheikh, or she is bay'ah to a sheikh, years go by, yet our islah doesn't take place. There are various reasons for this. There are many causes and problems that a person encounters in his way towards, or in this path of suluk. And many a times it is because the person is not sincere himself, is not dedicated, the aim and the purpose and the goal and the object is not in front of him. So the person is not sincere and mukhlis, and therefore he won't reach his destination. May Allah forgive us, may Allah forbid this. May Allah assist us to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a sound, pure, clean heart, with a clean slate, as lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What happens today is very common, that many a times we become so observant of other people's weaknesses, other people's deficiencies, other people's faults, that now we make those things our occupation. Very, very common today. Most of our gatherings, when we meet, social media, WhatsApp messages, whatever it may be, it's all the time talking about the weakness of some other person. Something very serious for us to ponder and reflect. If we want Islah to take place, Islah begins with ourselves. Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullahi alayhi was a very great sage, wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He mentioned, أَشْغِلُوا قُلُوبَكُمْ بِخَوْفِ اللَّهِ. Preoccupy your hearts with the khawf and fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So your hearts will become preoccupied with consciousness of Allah Rabbul Izzat. My Allah is watching me. I must fear my Allah Rabbul Izzat. I must not anger my Allah. I must not displease my Allah. وَأَشْغِلُوا أَبْدَانَكُمْ بِطَاعَةِ اللَّهِ. And preoccupy your body, your bodies, your limbs, with the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by doing those a'mal which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to do. وَأَشْغِلُوا وُجُوهَكُمْ بِالْحَيَاءِ. And also preoccupy yourselves with modesty. Have bashfulness. Have shame and haya in your life. Don't live an immoral, unchaste, impure, lewd life, a life full of haram, temptations, zina. But a person should have haya in his life. وَأَشْغِلُوا أَلْسِنَتَكُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Make and preoccupy your tongues with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Instead of talking about other people's shortcomings and deficiencies, and making ghiba and slandering and denigrating people, violating the integrity and respect, we don't care anymore. It has become so common, part and parcel of our lives. Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullahi says, أَشْغِلُوا أَلْسِنَتَكُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Spend your time making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَغُضُّوا أَبْصَارَكُمْ أَنْ مَحَارِمِ اللَّهِ. And lower your gazes from those things that Allah has made haram. Don't cast those lustful glances at haram, men or women. A person by the name of Shariq, he once visited Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayhi. And then he started the subject and he asked him a question that, Hazrat, tell me what really transpired between Ali radiallahu ta'ala and Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala, two great sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we know there was some difference of opinion and there was a fight that ensued. So this person started this chapter again and he asked Ibrahim bin Adham, Hazrat, tell me what happened. Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullahi alayhi lowered his head. Fabaka, he began to cry profusely. Shariq says, Nadimtu ala ma sa'altuhu. I regretted with what I questioned and asked him about. After some time, farafa'a ra'sahu, he raised his head. And then he says a very profound statement, which is for all of us to ponder and reflect and bring into our lives. He says, من عرف نفسه اشتغل بنفسه. من عرف نفسه. Whoever ponders, reflects and realizes his own self, in other words, his own weaknesses, his own faults, his own sins, his own vice and evil. He looks into his own life, he probes into his own life. Instead of looking and probing with a binoculars or a microscope into the lives of every other Muslim brother and sister, he looks into his own life, then he'll become preoccupied with himself. He will try to reform himself. He will try to better and improve his own life. He will make sure now his a'mal is full of ikhlas. He will try his best to bring sincerity and ikhlas in his life. He'll have humility in his life. He'll remove the spiritual maladies he has in his life. But that person who is preoccupied with other people's affairs, and he's only concerned about what she is saying, what he is saying, and that house, there is some dispute, there is some talaq taking place, and that becomes viral. Then we begin to laugh at other people's weaknesses, and we mock others. We don't care anymore about the respect, integrity. The Sharia has given every believing man, every believing woman. So then, he will not worry about his own self. His Islam won't take place. He is thinking that he's making other people's Islam by making their faults and weaknesses viral. Alas, he will not reach his destination. Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned, asal ye hai. The correct thing is that people dusro ki fikr mein kyun pare? Why should we now preoccupy ourselves in other people's affairs? Aadmi apna iman sambale. A person should be now concerned about his iman and preserving his own iman, his amal. It doesn't in any way mean that you cannot make amar bil ma'roof and nahi anil munkar. Do it in the correct way, in the way the Shariat has taught us. But what happens? We're not doing amar bil ma'roof and nahi anil munkar. We are waiting for somebody to fall because he is our enemy. So we can laugh at him. We can scoff at him. We can make him feel even more terrible in society. Therefore, Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi alayhi used to say that the Salaf, the pious people, of course he was one of the Salaf al-Salihin himself, but he spoke about the Tabi'in and others and the Sahaba. He says that Ibadah was not only Salat and Roza, Siyam that they looked at. He said, Al-Ibadah was Al-Kaffu an A'radin Nas. Al-Kaffu an A'radin Nas. Refraining ourselves from disrespecting other people, from violating their rights, their integrity, their respect. This was ibadah, or this was part of ibadah. And he says, a person can be qa'imun bil layl, he's reading tahajjud namaz, sa'imun bin nahar, he's fasting during the day, But if he does not make hifazat and protect his tongue from picking on other people's faults, ridiculing them, disrespecting them, denigrating them, فَإِنَّهُ مِنَ الْمُفْلِسِينَ, then he's amongst those people who are muflis, who are paupers on the day of Qiyamah. And this he refers to a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the Sahaba, مَنِ الْمُفْلِسِ, who is a poor person, an insolvent person, who is a pauper? قَالُوا مَنْ لَا دِرْهَمَ لَهُ وَلَا مَتَعَ, that person who's got no dirham, no currency, he's got no cash, he's got no possessions, he's got no material things of this world, he's a poor person. Rasulullah said, no. Al-muflisu fina, al-muflis in the shari'at, in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is that person, may ya'ti yawm al-qiyamah bi salatin wa zakatin wa siyamin, he comes on the day of qiyamah with salat before Allah Rabbul Izzat, with zakat, with hajj, with fasting, he presents all this before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but وَقَدْ شَتَمَ هَذَا وَقَذَفَ هَذَا وَأَكَلَ مَالَ هَذَا وَسَفَكَ دَمَ هَذَا وَضَرَبَ هَذَا, but he had sworn at some person, unjustly he ridiculed somebody, he slandered some person in the dunya, he usurped some person's wealth, he took away his right, he killed some person unjustly, he hit a person, he harmed a person. So now all those people who he wronged, this man, his good deeds will now be passed on to them. فَإِنْ فَنِيَتْ حَسَنَاتُهُ, if all his good deeds now become exhausted, he's got no more good deeds to give, all those people whose rights he usurped or he harmed them in any way, still there are people claiming their rights, then their sayyi'at, their evil deeds will be now thrown on him, ثُمَّ تُرِحَ هُوَ فِي النَّارِ, then he'll be thrown into Jahannam. He is a muflis. She is a muflis. This is an insolvent person on the day of Qiyamah. So respected brothers and elders, if you want our islah to take place, have our object in front, and we need to exert ourselves with the true mujahada. Fight nafs and shaitan. Make mukhalafata for our nafs and hawa. Those temptations will come. Those beautiful faces will come in front of us. But then we got to lower our gaze. Make hifazat of our tongue. Hearts must be full of the dhikr of Allah. Our eyes must only see that which is halal. The hands must touch that which is halal. Feet will go towards that which is halal. Bring in taqwa in our lives. Be serious that we want our islah to take place. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا, successful is that person who has made tazkiyah of himself. Ask ourselves, how long, how many years have passed? Has our tazkiyah really taken place? Are we feeling more connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Are we feeling the qurb of ilah, qurb ilahi? Are we feeling the ma'iyyati khasa with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Sometimes it is our ibadah that we're doing and we become deluded by our ibadah. But we forget. Some little words we may say to a person, but we have hurt his feelings, we have hurt her feelings. We have not bothered about paying the person on time, fulfilling the rights of human beings. We think we are very holy, we are very pious. But there are so many things in Sharia which is necessary for us to ponder and reflect upon. And put that right and rectify that and reform ourselves. And then we reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a clean heart. Remember on the day of Qiyamah, your friends and your company with whom you spoke of ill of others and you felt satisfied at that time by speaking ill of some person's wrong. On the day of Qiyamah, those friends will not come stand with you and support you before Allah Rabbul Izzat. You will stand all alone, singly, before Allah Rabbul Izzat. Then Allah will say, but why did you speak these extra things? Why did you have to say those things? Then we have to hang our heads bowed, our heads in shame, embarrassment before Allah Rabbul Izzat. Here Allah has given us a chance. Allah has given all of us a chance. We all make these mistakes because of the type of environment we are living in. that we all become embroiled. Every dawat, we talk about the same thing. Every time we meet, it's the same things. It is time that we look at our own self. The Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in a hadith, لِيَحْجُزْكَ عَنِ النَّاسِ مَا تَعْلَمُ فِي نَفْسِكَ. The false you know about yourself should prevent you from looking and searching for other people's faults. The faults that you have within yourself, you should be more occupied in rectifying those things than rather looking at other people's faults. May Allah Ta'ala grant us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Yusayyid Durus Sharif.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. اللهم لك الحمد كله لك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم جزا الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك فاغفر لنا وتب علينا فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين اللهم ارحم غناؤنا وعاف فرما ہماری خطاؤں کو معاف فرما اللہ ہم کمزور ہیں ہم ضعیف ہیں ہم بیمار ہیں یا اللہ اللہ پیوریفائی اینڈ کلینز اور ہارٹ اللہ ہمارے دلوں کو مصفا مجلا مزکا بنا اللہ فورگیو اس فار ایوری سنگل سن وی کمیٹڈ مائی اللہ ان دی ڈارکنس اف دی نائٹ ان براڈ ڈے لائٹ ان پبلک ان پرائیویسی میجر سنز مائنر سنز نوئنگلی ان نوئنگلی اے مالک کریم یو واچنگ اس مائی اللہ Allah, despite that, my Allah, Ya Allah, we still, Ya Allah, we did wrong, my Allah. We disobeyed you, my Allah. But you were so tolerant, my Allah. You are Haleem, my Allah. Ya Allah, you overlooked our wrongs, my Allah. Ya Allah, you did not expose us, my Allah. You are Sattar al-Uyub, you are Ghaffar al-Dhunub, my Allah. Ya Allah, we beg you, my Allah. We beseech you, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us a himmat, Ya Allah, to refrain from every single sin, my Allah. Grant us taqwa, my Allah. Grant us wara, my Allah. Allah, make us become pious now, my Allah. Allah, our lives, Ya Allah. How many years of our life we have spent, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, yet we have not reached you, my Allah. Ya Allah, our goal is you, my Allah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka ridaaka wa jannah wa na'udhu bika min sakhatika wa nar. Ya Allah, give us your qurb. Ya Allah, give us your ma'iyyati khasa, my Allah. Ya Allah, become ours, Ya Allah. Make us yours, my Allah. Fill our hearts with your ishq and muhabbat, my Allah. Make it be dominant in our heart, my Allah. Ya Allah, make your love be, Ya Allah, more than any other love that we have in our heart, my Allah. And the love of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fill our hearts with your ishq and the ishq and muhabbat of Rasulullah Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq of doing good a'mal. Ya Allah, strengthen our iman, my Allah. Make us live with iman. Make us die with iman. Raise us in the day of qiyamah with iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. Give us plentiful, my Allah. Don't make us muhtaj on any of your makhluq, my Allah.
Ya Allah, make us use, Ya Allah, our monies correctly, my Allah. Don't make us waste our monies, my Allah, in haram things, my Allah. Eh, Malik-i-Kareem, Ya Allah, so many people are sick and ailing, my Allah. So many in hospitals, my Allah. So many have got cancer and heart diseases, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant each one of them shifai kamil, ajil, mustaqir, daim. Protect us from those sicknesses also, my Allah. Ya Allah, all the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Ya Allah, some of our parents have passed away, my Allah. Close one, family members, my Allah. Ya Allah, when they were living, Ya Allah, we were not obedient to them, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah, for our shortcomings, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we ask you istighfar on their behalf, my Allah. Ya Allah, you make them maghfirat, my Allah. Don't make them suffer any azab of qabr, my Allah. Give them jannatu firdaus, my Allah, the highest of stages, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us mawt in Madina Sharif, my Allah. Baril in jannatul baqi, my Allah. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hawdi kuthur water from Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mubarak hands, ya Allah. Allah, make us enter jannat in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Without any hisab kitab, my Allah. Protect all of us from the azab of qabr, azab of jahannam. From every big and small fitna, especially the fitna of Dajjal, my Allah. Allah, protect us. Ya Allah, our family members, our children, our grandchildren, our progeny, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our children, our grandchildren, the coolness of our eyes. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen. Ya Allah, all of us, Ya Allah, we have raised our hands, Ya Allah. We are only begging from you, my Allah. There is no other person we can beg from, my Allah, but you, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are young and old sitting in this gathering. There are so many others listening at home, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have umid and hope in you and rada only in you, my Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill all our hajat and needs, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever needs that we have, my Allah. Fulfill each person's needs, my Allah. Remove our difficulties, our problems, my Allah. Ya Allah, people have got depression, remove their depression, my Allah. Some have got some financial constraints, Ya Allah, remove their difficulties, my Allah. Somebody has got some sickness, my Allah, remove the sickness, my Allah. Allahumma kashiful gham, mufarrij alham, mujib da'wati al-muttarreen idha da'uk. Rahman dunya wal akhirah wa rahimahuma, farhamna fi hajatina kulliha, biqadaiha wa najahiha, rahmatan tughnina biha an rahmati man siwak. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما الله grant us اخلاص المقبوليه my Allah all good works of deen accepted my Allah the work of da'wah and tabligh tazkiyah ta'lim madaris hijj classes different organizations ya Allah ya Allah fulfill all our hajat and needs ya Allah hazirin ghaibin sab ki dua qabool farma ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.